Charles Freeman, known as Chaz Freeman, the former U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia, withdrew his acceptance of the offer to be President Obama's chairman of the National Intelligence Council yesterday. He did so very publicly in a letter that ended up published in the Wall Street Journal, a very angry letter, after being criticized by several columnists and politicians who are very pro-Israel. Ambassador Freeman has been very critical of Israel, and in that letter explaining his withdrawal, he blamed the Israel lobby. And he joins us from his office in Washington now. Welcome to the program once again.
Glad to be with you.
There were some senators, Joseph Lieberman, Charles Schumer of New York, who evidently were against your nomination. Were you told, by the way, that your nomination would be blocked, or did the White House or the Director of National Intelligence tell you that this was a lost cause, you'd better withdraw?
No. I think, on the contrary, I accepted the appointment quite reluctantly, but I guess I'm from the school that says if your country asks for you to serve, you have to do it. So I accepted this position because I believed that I could make a contribution to the quality of our intelligence analysis and that I could restore its credibility, which has been somewhat problematic in recent days. When it became apparent that anything that I was associated with would be subject to fairly unscrupulous attack and criticism, I decided that, in fact, it was best for the country for me to withdraw.
But while you say you would have been subjected to criticism, yesterday the Director of National Intelligence, Dennis Blair, testified in support of you on Capitol Hill. Some retired ambassadors like Samuel Lewis and Thomas Pickering publicly supported your pick. I guess one question is, so what if you'd be criticized by some people? Why not fight it out and say, I know what I'm doing, and the president has asked me to do this?
Well, the issue is not my being criticized. I don't mind that at all. You know, public service is not for sissies, and I knew that when I accepted this. The issue is, would the product of the intelligence community and the National Intelligence Council in particular be helped or hurt by my presence? It became apparent that no matter what the National Intelligence Council or the intelligence community might put out under my chairmanship, I would be used as an excuse if something was said that wasn't politically correct to disparage the quality and the credibility of the intelligence, and that's not good for the country.
I want to read to you one of the criticisms of your nomination. This was the sort of thing that I gather you felt was unscrupulous. And I'd like to hear you answer it. Marty Peretz wrote in the New Republic, he described you as, and I quote, a bought man having been ambassador to Saudi Arabia and then having supped at its tables for almost two decades. And then Peretz, as an avowed very strong supporter of Israel, writes that Freeman would be chosen as the president's gatekeeper to national intelligence is an absurdity. It would be as if I were appointed the gatekeeper to that intelligence. He's saying, I'm very pro-Israeli, and Freeman is very pro-Saudi.
I don't have anything like the level of commitment to any foreign country that he has to Israel. That's frankly absurd. And the allegation that somehow I have benefited financially from my service to my country during Desert Shield and Desert Storm is insulting. And I resent it very much. The Middle East Policy Council, which I headed for 12 years, has a minuscule budget of $600,000 a year. 1/12 of that, roughly, comes from the Saudi government in any given year. And, of course, that doesn't go to me. I myself have been a donor to the Middle East Policy Council and accepted a very small level of compensation from it, $76,000 a year, in which I included all of my expenses. I never billed the council for any expenses over the 12 years. So I'm not quite sure where Mr. Peretz, or why he imagines that the Middle East Policy Council, which is devoted to opening issues for public debate rather than advocating positions, it doesn't take positions on issues, is in any way comparable to his own commitment to Israel, which is deep and longstanding.
Well, Ambassador Freeman, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Charles Freeman, who was the U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia and who was President Obama's pick to be chairman of the National Intelligence Council, he withdrew his prior acceptance of that job yesterday.